What's going on, Black Kids family? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. I am your host, Brother Malcolm, and I am honored to have with us Casey Lehman.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Today we're going to talk about one of Los Angeles's true cultural jewels, and that is the 21st annual Pan-African Film and Arts Festival happening at the Rave Baldwin Hills on February 7th through the 18th, 2013.
Yes.
Are we excited, Casey?
Very excited. I will be taking a day off for PAF.
PAF gets it cracking. There's so much happening, and it was so great because PAF has really grown, I think, over the past 21 years.
Yes.
And there's so much to experience and so many films to see and so much to do.
And there's panels to participate
in. There's panels, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that today. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that just starting off, I mean, I know for myself, one of the things that is exciting about PAF is that it happens within our community.
Yes.
So it's right off of Crenshaw and Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Yes.
And, Crenshaw Boulevard and Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Yes.
And right really sort of in the nucleus of the last standing Black community in Los Angeles.
Yes. Yes.
And I feel it's important for us to support anything that's happening in this area, whether it's Post and Beam, the new restaurant, but Govan Armstrong at the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Mall, the PAF Festival, the Debbie Allen Dance Academy is also in that neighborhood. But those are three major cultural moments that are in our neighborhood, and so there are things that we want to support.
It's beautiful visually to see some of the films come out of different places and the different Black people and their different experiences. It's really rich, really awesome. You know, it brings a new type of entertainment to the community. It's in our beautiful new movie theater, Concession Get It Together. And
ding, 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 ding. Please get it together, Concession. Management. I have a grievance. Management.
But PAF is doing, you know, they're doing really good work and providing a platform for young filmmakers who are trying to tell these stories. And there's some really good ones that we should pay attention to this year as well.
So let's get to talking about some of those and some of the events that are happening. So one of the things that I love about the Pan-African Film Festival is that we honor and we uplift those who have contributed and have, in some extraordinary or certainly beneficial way, have contributed to our community, to the art form. And they always have a night of tribute. And this year, on February 8th, they are doing a night of tribute, and the Pan-African Film Festival Lifetime Achievement Award is going to none other than our sister, one of the finest actresses God has ever put breath in, Lynn Whitfield. And most of us know Lynn Whitfield from What's Love? Not What's Love? There's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate. But for me, Lynn killed it in the Josephine Baker Story.
Yeah, she did that, kill
that,
it.
That's the thing for me that is like, that's what I know about Miss Lynn Whitfield. But she is an extraordinary actress. And, you know, she went to Howard Southern. And she's also a distinguished alumni of the D.C. Black Repertory Company. So, Lynn Whitfield, we support you and we love you. In addition to Lynn, there are other visionary awards going out to Ambassador Felipe Savadago, PFA Pioneering Filmmaker Award going to Christian Lara. And then the Bea Richards Rising Actress Award is going to Nicole Beharie. And Canada Lee Rising Star Actor Award is going to Amari Hardwick. Those of us who've seen Middle of Nowhere and
I Will Follow.
I Will Follow know Amari's work. He is an extraordinary actor, and this is good stuff. So that to me is one of the really cool things about this festival is that, you know, we take time to honor those who have really been a significant part of the filmmaking community.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do they have as far as, they have stuff for like young people too, right?
Yeah, they have a lot of good community events that people can take advantage of for free.
Mm-hmm.
For all the educators out there, it might be a little late, but take advantage. See if you can get in for the Pan-African Film Festival's Student Fest.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. It's free field trips for students. Transportation, I know, is the big issue with education, but talk to your local councilman. I think everybody is entitled to at least one free bus per school. I might be wrong, but one free bus per school every year from your local council person. So look into that. And then for the parents and grandparents, there is the Children's Fest and the Senior Connection events. Children's Fest are the two Saturdays of the Film Fest, which is Saturday the 9th and February Saturday the 16th at 10 a.m. And those are free for children ages 4 to 12 and their parents. And then the Senior Connection events happen Friday, February the 8th. And then February 11th through the 15th, seniors can select free screenings. Take advantage of it. As it is, the seniors get the hookup at Rave all the time anyway. I'm always told they get to pay $4.50. The day we all get to go for $6, they laugh at our $6 because the seniors...
They're paying under $5.
Right. That's what's up. Love the elders. They deserve that hookup. So please, you guys, go see some of these free films.
They're also on opening night gala this year, Vipaka. This is starring Forest Whitaker, Anthony Mackie, Sanaa Lathan, Nicole Ari Parker, and Mike Epps. And let me just read the description of this thriller. They're opening the festival with a thriller this year. A multi-layered psychological thriller in which a severely disturbed contractor seeks help from a life coach to help him get past the death of his mother. Mm-hmm. What begins as honest therapy sessions become a twisted and dangerous psychological game when the contractor abducts the life coach and uses his spiritual messages of karma, action, and reaction to terrorize him and his family. Vipaka is a Buddhist term meaning the result of karma. And I love that. I love that there are movies that aren't about us in the field, not about us doing Django, not about us playing a cop, not about us, I don't know,
it's just more
relationship. It's just
different experiences.
Different film
experiences.
And that's what you want. That's what we want. I know that we want. I mean, and ultimately, I think when I think about the purpose of a festival like this, is that this exposure, you know what I'm saying? This exposure that PAF gives to so many filmmakers, so many actors. I mean, it was established in 92, and, you know, it's great to know they're a nonprofit too. And their goal is to present and showcase the broad spectrum of Black creative works, particularly those that are reinforcing positive images to help destroy negative stereotypes. Their mission is that they believe in film and art can lead to a better understanding and foster communication between peoples of diverse cultures, races, and lifestyles, while at the same time serve as a vehicle to initiate dialogue on the important issues of our times. So that as a mission lets you know that, you know, what PAF is really setting out to do is, and they've accomplished that, I believe. I feel like PAF has always been a positive and glowing example of what you can do with when bright minds get together and visionary. I mean, let's give credit and love to Babu. Babu, the founder. And is he executive director? Or I'm not sure his official title, but Babu is certainly a fixture in Los Angeles and has been the voice, the head, the cheerleader, the visionary behind the Pan-African Film Festival for years. So we want to give a shout out to Babu as well.
Yes. And I wanted to bring to people's attention the panels that take place at the Pan-African Film Festival as well. There's been a lot of conversation about Black film and Black imagery recently.
Is the Django on there?
There is a panel on Django and Emancipation.
Ooh, I'm going to have to get to that one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to get to that one, too. It is Sunday the 10th at 3:15 p.m.
Oh, that's this Sunday? No, next Sunday.
No, that's this Sunday coming up.
Oh, wow. February's going by so quickly.
It is. They have a panel on faith-based entertainment. They have a panel with Reginald Hudlin, a conversation with Reginald Hudlin.
Oh, that's going to be great.
And a lot of other good ones. The Revolution will be televised, reality TV, Black women in films and TV. So,
are they free?
These panels, I believe so. I believe the panels are free. Don't quote me, though. I'm not entirely sure. But I do believe they are free. I think they are to develop community conversations about things. So,
if you've heard anything that is of interest to you, you know, we really would really encourage you to check out the website www.path.org. P as in Paul, A as in African, F as in Foster, path.org. And I think that's anything else you want to say about the Pan-African Film Festival?
Go. Support it. Don't even question it. If you see even one film title that sounds intriguing and read one synopsis that makes you think that would be interesting to go see it. Support this event that comes to us every year.
And on that note, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you again for tuning in. See you until next time. Peace.